I am a carer for a 24-year-old. I also work part-time. He attends college. The first lockdown was the worst. He had nothing, no services, no college, nothing. Isolated from his family, and I'm still working and supporting him. The main challenge was to try and work from home and keep him entertained. And him trying to go to work and finding college was really difficult. When he had his laptop and was trying to work from college, he couldn't do the work at all. This left me feeling stressed, anxious, ineffective in both roles as a mother and as an employee. The GP never picked up the phone. Can't remember the last time I saw the GP. If you were lucky to get through, you waited then another couple of weeks to have a phone call offer. Education should have been more giving with the work that they gave was not, it was just not good enough. It was way over his head. But the idea was that I was still there, even though I was working. The expectation was there, well, I'm here to help him. The lack of it was just nonsequential. Well, you're there. There was no sort of, well, you've got work as well. Over the last 12 months, really, there's not been very many happy moments. Everybody's isolated, everybody's in the same boat. There's still an expectation for employers to still carry on your work regardless. Even so, they were a little bit more flexible. For the first next 6 months, it's probably for services for him to get back to some sort of normality so he can access things as much, and for people to get back together in groups, and for him to have a small social life and to accept the services like see his GP would help.